Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this evening's show, we'll play some football and celebrate the birthdays of Earl Burtnett, Irving Aronson, Clarence Gaskell, and Wilbur Sweatman. Last week here in the U.S. was a little football game called the Super Bowl. Now it's a little bit belated, but here's a set of rapidly rotating records about football, beginning with Abe Lyman's California Ambassador Hotel Orchestra.
He knocks you for a ghoul. Rough and ready, no one can pan Football Freddy, my collegiate man. Class, oh how they fall for his forward pass, XYZ, B, goes on his toes right through the sweetheart line.
From a perfect 78 wax September 26, 1933, that was Harry Reaser and his Eskimos and You've Got to Be a Football Hero. The vocalist there was Jimmy Byerly. You've Got to Be a Football Hero was written by Al Lewis, Al Sherman, and Buddy Fields, and it was also recorded in 1933 by Irving Aronson and his Commanders. Before that, it was Ted Wallace and his Campus Boys and Football Freddy from October 21, 1930. Football Freddy was written by Con Conrad and Edgar Leslie. Ted Wallace was, of course, a pseudonym for Ed Kirkaby, and the vocal duo there was by Ed Kirkaby and Dick Dixon. We begin that football set with Abe Lyman's California Ambassador Hotel Orchestra and Football from May 22, 1930. The vocalist there was Phil Neely. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. Yesterday, February 7th, marked the birth in 1896 in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, of bandleader and composer Earl Burtnett. He attended Pennsylvania State University for 2 years before joining Art Hickman's band in 1918. Florence Ziegfeld heard the band in San Francisco and moved it to New York, where they were featured in the Ziegfeld Follies of 1920. The following year, the Hickman Band opened the Coconut Grove Nightclub at the Ambassador Hotel in Los Angeles, and when Art Hickman retired, Earl Burtnett took over as leader of the band. From there, he was able to start his own band, which made 4 Vitaphone Shorts in 1927 and 28, during the time they were appearing at the Biltmore. They also appeared in 2 feature films, 1929's The Flying Fool and The Party Girl in 1930. Earl Burtnett was also a composer of a number of popular songs, including Canadian Capers, Do You Ever Think of Me, Leave Me with a Smile, 11:30 Saturday Night, and Mandalay. In 1933, the band was resident for 18 months at the Rice Hotel in Houston, Texas, before moving to Chicago, where they were often heard on WGN Radio in remote broadcasts from the Black Hawk Ballroom, the Lincoln Tavern, and the Drake Hotel. Earl Burtnett died at just 39 years of age on January 2, 1936 in Chicago from complications following an appendectomy. Here's Earl Burtnett.
You'll be mine. We've been getting confidential. Things are gonna turn out fine. When you love a girl like her, nothing can go wrong. When the sun goes down and the moon comes up, I know it won't be long. I'll shout, hey, hey, I'm on my way. to meet that certain birdie party. Oh my, my, it's almost courting time. No use to wait or hesitate, I'm headed for that old front gate. Oh my, my, it's almost courting time. With snappy step all full of pep, I'll swing down that lane. Just like me, I know that she's got love on the brain. It's plain to see, she likes me, but her gosh darn paw, he won't agree. Oh my, my, it's almost courting time. I sometimes think she'll almost neck. Oh my, my, it's almost courting time.
Thank you. I thought that love would always wait. I learned that love don't hesitate. Too late, too late. Love, mate. I heard my heart cry for a mate. I told my heart it had to wait until too late. I laughed at every love vow and paid the penalty. I used to laugh at love, now love laughs at me. Too late. A fool will always play with fate. That's why I've reached love's golden gate. Too late, too late.
Earl Burnett and his orchestra recording in Chicago around July 26, 1931, and too late. This wasn't Earl's Los Angeles Biltmore Hotel Orchestra, but probably had some of the same musicians. But the two recordings before Too Late were the L.A. Biltmore Hotel Orchestra, recorded in Los Angeles. We heard That's What I Call Sweet Music from April 25, 1929, with the vocal by Paul Gibbons and trio. That's What I Call Sweet Music was written by Jack Meskell, Pete Wendling, and Al Hoffman, and was preceded by Courtin' Time from February 14, 1930. Courtin' Time was written by Fred Stoddard and Dick Coburn. We started our tribute to Earl Burnett with Art Hickman's orchestra, with Earl Burnett on piano and directing the band, recording for Victor in Oakland, California on March 6, 1925, and This Is the Last Time You're Ever Gonna Two-Time Me, written by Bob Chamberlain, Fred Strauss, and Earl Burnett. Yesterday, February 7th, marked the birth in 1895 in New York of bandleader Irving Aronson. He received formal musical training at David Marine's Music School and at age 11 was playing in theaters accompanying silent films. He led a group called the Versatile Sextet, which in 1923 became the Crusaders Dance Band, and in 1926 they recorded for Edison. Later that same year, the band's name was changed to the Commanders and they began to record for Victor in a semi-hot style with a bit of novelty. The band played up and down the East Coast, and the featured vocalist was reed man Phil Sachs, a natural comic with a talent for vocal characterizations. The band got a big break when they appeared in the 1928 Broadway hit Paris by Cole Porter and Ray Getz, which ran for 195 performances. The Commanders' last recording for Victor was in January of 1929, and in 1934 they backed Bing Crosby in his final American Record Corporation session. The swing band version of Aronson's Commanders appeared for the last time right here at the Avalon Ballroom. After that, Irving Aronson went to work as a musical director at MGM until his retirement in 1960. He died in Hollywood on May 10, 1963. Here's Irving Aronson. Thank you.
nobody's pal. She's got those kisses that are sweet as honey. They're hotter getting than a Scotch mill money. Suffering papa, he's certainly mean. Stingiest mama I have ever seen. She's just a gal who loves to stall. She may bend, but she won't fall. Hard to get dirty, that double hard to get gal.
That's how I know it's true. It's hard to tell the depth of the well by the length of the handle on the pump. It's hard to gauge a camel's age by the curl of the hair upon his hump. A girlie who may promise to be true to you may be true to you, and who knows who to you. It's hard to tell the depth of a well by the length of the handle on the pump.
Thank you. sitting on the fence, all by yourself in the moonlight. There ain't no thrill
by the water mill,
all by yourself in the moonlight. There ain't no fun sitting beneath the trees, giving yourself a hug, giving yourself a squeeze. It's insane
swinging down the lane,
all by yourself in the moonlight. There ain't no sport
being one girl short,
all by yourself in the moonlight. You can't commence
winning arguments,
all by yourself in the moonlight. There ain't no kick taking a buggy ride out on a country road,
nobody at your side.
Tain't no joy, who can you annoy,
all by yourself in the moonlight.
Leader Irving Aronson, born February 7th, 1895. And there you had three by Irving Aronson and his Commanders. We began our little tribute with Hard to Get Gertie from June 25th, 1926. Hard to Get Gertie was written by Jack Yellen and Milton Ager, and the vocalist there was Irving Aronson himself. Next, with the vocal by Phil Sachs and members of the band, it was The Pump Song from May 16th, 1926. Richard Whiting wrote the music, and Sammy Lerner and Buddy Fields wrote the lyrics. We finished up with another Phil Sachs vocal on All By Yourself in the Moonlight, recorded January 16, 1929. All By Yourself in the Moonlight was written by Jay Wallace, who also wrote Misery Farm, predecessor to Jollity Farm, which was written and recorded in 1929 by Leslie Cerrone. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. Last week, February 2nd, marked the birth in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, of composer, pianist, and publisher Clarence Gaskill. He was educated at St. John's School and Friends School in Philadelphia, and studying music with his mother and private teachers, he became a pianist in local theaters. At 21, he owned his own music publishing company. He served in World War I as a machine gunner, earning a Purple Heart, and after the war he toured in vaudeville, billing himself as the Melody Monarch. He joined ASCAP in 1921. Clarence Gaskill died in Fort Hill, New York, on April 29, 1947. His compositions include Another Perfect Day Has Passed Away, I'm Wild About Horns on Automobiles, The Caterpillar Song, Get Back to the Factory, Mary, Swanee River Rhapsody, Strange Interlude, Still I Love Her, and these.
Thank you. love they could do. I can't believe that you're in love with me. You're telling everyone I know I'm on your mind each place you go. They can't believe that you're in love with me.
I have always placed you far above me. I just can't imagine that you love me.
And after all is said and done, you think that I'm the lucky one. I can't believe that you're in love with me.
Thank you.
The original Memphis Five, February 10th, 1925, and Do Wackadoo, written by Clarence Gaskell, Will Donaldson, and George Horther. Before that was Joseph M. White, the Silver Masked Tenor, with the B.F. Goodrich Silvertown Chord Orchestra, and A Kiss in the Moonlight, recorded by Victor on September 22, 1925. A Kiss in the Moonlight was preceded by Ben Burney and All the Lads, and I Can't Believe That You're in Love with Me, a Clarence Gaskell-Jimmy McHugh collaboration. The vocal duo on that January 27, 1927 Brunswick recording was Scrappy Lambert and Billy Hillpot. We began our tribute to Clarence Gaskell with Abe Brigode and his 14 Virginians and Why Aren't Yous Eatin' More Oranges? The vocal duo on that October 6, 1925 Columbia recording was by Reed Man Eddie Allen and Fred Brohees, drummer in the band. Last week, February 7th, marked the birth in 1882 in Brunswick, Missouri of Wilbur C. Sweatman. He learned to play the violin from his sister, but later switched to the clarinet. His musical career began in the late 1890s in circus bands, and in 1901 he was leading the Four Paw and Sells circus band and was the youngest orchestra leader on the road. In 1902 he was in Minneapolis, and from there he went to Chicago in 1908, where he led a band at the Grand Theater. He went into vaudeville, playing the Keith and Orpheum circuits, where he played three clarinets at the same time in harmony, and billing himself as the originator and much-imitated ragtime and jazz clarinetist. Sweatman was also a ragtime composer of such tunes as Down Home Rag, Old Folks Rag, and Boogie Rag. His recording career began in 1902 or 3 with a couple of cylinder records. In 1916, he had two sessions with Emerson, and in 1917, he recorded five sides for Pathé. This led to a contract with Columbia, where he recorded two dozen sides between 1918 and 1920. Sweatman opened the famous Connie's Inn nightclub in Harlem in 1923, and during his stay there, members of the band included Claude Hopkins, Jimmy Lunsford, Cozy Cole, Coleman Hawkins, and a young Duke Ellington. After leaving Columbia, Sweatman recorded for Edison, Gray Gull, and even Victor, and his final recording session was with Vocalion in 1935. Having become friends with Scott Joplin in New York, Joplin named Wilbur Sweatman as the executor of his estate. He remained musically active into the 1950s and died in New York City on March 9, 1961. Here's Wilbur Sweatman. Thank you. began our tribute to Wilbur Sweatman with Wilbur C. Sweatman's original jazz band and Lucille, recorded March 31, 1919. That was followed by those Draftin' Blues from August 17, 1918. And we finished up with Ringtail Blues, December 5, 1918. I'm Glenn Robison, and you've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll tune in or click in again next week, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.